You do not rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems, which I think is really good because it points out whatever your goals and aspirations are. Bottom line is, if your system that you use for your personal development is not firing on all four cylinders, that's going to be your limit.
Hi, and welcome to another podcast on enterprise agility brought to you by the Agility Crew. Our crew consists of leading experts in the industry who give their knowledge freely to invest in the skills we all need. Now let's join our crew for this week's episode.
Well, hello. Welcome back to Enterprise Agility. I'm Ian Banner. I'm in Sheffield.
Eric Hansen here from Seattle, Washington.
And Maria McLeod from New Jersey.
New Jersey. Welcome, everyone. Happy New Year to you both. Welcome to 2024. This is our first recording officially in 2024 where we've recorded. We've recorded some others that are going out in 2024, but this is our first recording in 2024. You will all notice, of course, we're missing someone. Ricardo is still on holiday. Hell, I just do not know. He's in Brazil, okay, on a beach. Send us a picture of him on a beach with his dad.
Yeah, he did. We're all jealous.
Not happy. Not
he's
happy.
Drinking out of coconuts.
Yeah, right by the beach.
So, yeah, so Happy New Year. Now, for the run, you'll have just heard the one where we introduced Maria to us. Welcome along, Maria. We're lovely to have you with us. So we're going to start with a light one, and it's simply this. So it's almost like I've got a help desk problem, and you're going to help me, guys, which is one of the people I coach, lovely guy, love coaching him, said to me, Ian, there's so many books I could read. He challenged me to come up with a minimum viable library. By the way, if you ever fancy a nice drinks game and you're out with some coaches, minimum viable and then whatever, you know, pick a letter of the alphabet and then just try and work out what you could put on it. Like A, minimum viable advocacy, or B, minimum viable bureaucracy, or C, minimum viable challenge. I could go on. It's a good game, you know, get the drinks.
Yeah. That's,
anyway, so this one is minimum viable library. So here's the question for you guys, a bit of a challenge and a pop question. And I'll answer it first to give you a chance to talk. And then it's really what's a great book you'd recommend to someone? And then why? Why is it a good book to recommend to someone and why? What situation was it in? So I'll start. I think overall, I'm actually not going to use a book about coaching. I'm going to use a book about personal systems.
Atomic Habits.
So one of the places I use it in is other books and things. So one of the best quotes out of that is this, and this is a great quote, I think it says, you do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. Which I think is really good because it points out whatever your goals and aspirations are, bottom line is if your system that you use for your personal development is not firing on all four cylinders, that's going to be your limit, which is really good. And there's another quote in there that I really like, which is instead of loving the, and this one I'm not quoting, I'm just telling what it says. Instead of loving the goal you're trying to achieve, if you actually love the process you're going through, you'll get a lot more done. So he says the best footballers, for example, are people not just who love playing football, but who love the training. They actually love the training as well. They love doing the training, and therefore they just get better and better. So that's my book, James Clear. Atomic Habits, definitely a great book. Definitely, you know, a book I'll read every year. You might argue it's not; it's coaching adjacent, if that makes sense. It's not quite, you know, not quite the goal or any of the other books that you might suggest. But it's a great one for that area of making sure your personal system is as good as it could be. And you know, I'm just sort of more and more impressed by the idea at my age now, because I'm so old, you know, the days matter and I want to get as much as I can out of them. So I'm always thinking about how I might improve my systems and change things and improve. Anyway, that's mine. What are we in? We're probably at about 6 minutes in. So not a long episode. Happy New Year. Who wants to go next?
I'm happy to go.
Go on, Maria.
So the book that I would recommend to people is the book Rework by the founders of Basecamp.
Yeah.
And I'm going to butcher their names, but it's Jason Fried. I start with the easy one. And David Heinemeier Hassan. Please don't come for me. But what I love about the book is it summarizes just such a good life philosophy in general. One of the things that really spoke to me in that book is there's this quote, to do great work, you need to feel you're making a difference. That you're putting a meaningful dent in the universe, that you're doing, that you're part of something important. And just like those three sentences feels like such a call to action to me, to pull upon my courage and to implement a change, because I understand the change is good. And the change isn't just good for me or good for the business, but it's also good for our customers. That chapter in specific talks about making people's lives better. And I think that humans, we are social creatures. We are dependent on each other. There's studies that have been done that when people are put into isolation, it does a lot of psychological damage, and it adds to the amount of rehabilitation that the person has to go through before they can feel happiness in their life. So rework, that'd be the number one. It's also really short. There's a lot of really great agile principles baked into it. The whole thing just reads like agile values without ever referring to agile, which is quite beautiful.
I love the book, by the way. I used to quote the book all the time. You've reminded me of a book I used to love. And the thing I used to say about it was, if someone says, tell me what agile is about, but I don't ever use the word agile, that would be the book I would suggest they look at.
Exactly. The plans are a guess. Estimates are a guess. Planning is a guess. Stop focusing on plans. Stop talking about the work. Go out there and do the work. Like, how many of us have been in meetings where we're continuously talking and talking about the work, and 3 hours into it, we're just like, man, we could have finished at least a portion of this work by this point if only we weren't in this meeting.
Yeah, yeah. The whole bit about red and blue work, the idea of work that's work and work that's talking about work, all of that comes actually from Jason, and actually a TED Talk he did as well. Same thing, which is... He's a great guy. A brilliant book. So Eric, no challenge to you, mate, but you know, there's two phenomenally good books to recommend.
I'm gonna bring up one that might be controversial, but you know, when I think of my agile career, this is the one that really kicked it off and inspired me to learn more. And that's Jeff Sutherland's book, Scrum: The Art of Doing Twice the Work in Half the Time. I don't really like the title, but that book is, when I read it, he doesn't just talk about Agile and Scrum frameworks in software development circles. And I really think that's important, because that's where it comes from. That's where most of us are operating in, but that's not where, its full potential lies. And so I really appreciate that. He also runs through a context switching exercise in the book that I've used many a times, where you you write down you write down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then you write it out, and then you do it in Roman numerals. And you challenge people to see how fast they can do those three columns, doing it linearly as opposed to vertically. And they just like crush it when they do it vertically, because they're focused on one thing. You know, they don't have to rebuild their mental roadmap. It's like, oh, what's the Roman numeral after for two? After I write down the word two and I wrote the number two, you know, so. I know he's reworking that book. I think there's going to be a new edition coming out, but really he talks so much about how he talks about it in construction. He talks about it in education. And it was a real watershed book for me. He also mentions how Scrum has the ability to, or there's a great quote and I'm going to butcher it, but it's like Scrum captures creativity and chaos. And that really spoke to me. So
that's right. It's a great line. Yeah, it's a great line for a great book.
So that
what I love about book in particular too is, if I may contribute to that, and I love that you called it out, Eric, is I think a lot of these books on agility focus so heavily on the engineering, yes, the building, creating aspect. And what J.J. Sutherland and Jeff Sutherland did in Scrum, The Art of Doing Twice the Work in Half the Time, is really show it applies, yep, to any industry. So if you're a business who's going through an agile transformation journey, one of the common anti-patterns is, oh, that's right, just something engineers do. No, you need your HR aligned with it. You, yep, need your performance reviews, your bonus structure, or whatever incentives, mechanisms you have in the organization. All of that has to be aligned. And it's not just for engineering teams. It's highly accessible. You can use it in your personal life.
And I
life
do. Even. I actually just, you know, I'm looking for work again. And I just went through a job application where they asked me that specific question, where have you successfully implemented agile frameworks outside of engineering? And I was like, and I had an answer because I've done that before. And I mentioned it in my personal life because I have a sprint board in my basement that helps me and my two sons like do house and yard work and big projects, helps us focus. You know, it's, I like to call it a product agnostic framework. You can plug it in anywhere. You know, it's not just confined to engineering. And I unfortunately think that's a challenge. And that's a challenge, you know, there's some of our big certification organizations, when you take their certification test, it's so engineering heavy on the questions. I think that's a fallacy personally, and we could do better. So, yeah.
Okay, three great books. Two quick stories on the book you mentioned recently, Eric. So first of all, the context switching exercise, I actually experienced That's Jeff cool. teaching that me when we did together. So that literally, I had to do the exercise in Oxford one day with him and the head of the senior VP for the company I was part of. That's one thing. Another thing that happened with the same book is I gave that book to someone, a PMO officer in a company, and went, any questions? Read this book. Any questions? Ask me. And I saw him the following week, and he had post-it notes. He had at least 6 post-it notes on every page in the book. He'd every time he got, it literally took me literally. So every time he had a question on anything, it appeared with a post-it note next to it. So the book, yeah, instead of being just like, you know, fanned out. That was a week. And literally he said, you said any question. And I went, okay, yeah, all right then, let's start. Where do you want to start? He went, well, okay. And literally would ask question after question, 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 question. So that's a great book. Okay, 3 great books. Rework is great. Atomic Habits is great. Do Twice the Work in Half the Time is great. Listen, if you're listening to the podcast, Happy New Year to you as well. If you've got a particular book that you sort of have some kind of connection with, like the ones we just mentioned, by all means, message us on any of the channels that you'll hear. Let us know what book you quite like. And I'm forever having to work out this minimum viable library that I've got to write for a few people. So there's probably going to be an article on that as well on the Substack. Hey, it's great to be into a new year, isn't it? It's great to be into a new year. We're going to have fun.
Fabulous.
Any final thoughts from anyone?
I'm just feeling optimistic about the year. You know, I've had my challenges. I know we've had all here had our challenges, and I'm just feeling really optimistic and motivated to see what happens. So,
likewise.
Great. Same. All right, that's it. You're going to hear the man, and all the contacts are there to come. Come and get in contact with us. We're going to have a great year. Thanks for
listening. Bye, everybody.
That's it for this episode. Why not check out our back catalog of previous episodes and show notes? Go to enterpriseagility.info to connect and sign up. See you next time on the Enterprise Agility Mastery Podcast.